Oh man.
Okay. Well, you ready?
Yeah.
Do this.
What's up, guys? We're back.
Hey, everyone. Happy Friday.
Oh, I was like, it's Friday?
It always takes me a second to think about, like, we record not on the same day that we release.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, happy Friday. We made it through the week once again.
So this week, So this week's episode is going to be a little short, only because if we're just honest with you guys and transparent, which that's literally what we try to do every week. Mm-hmm. We don't like to really talk about like random ass shit. I mean, okay, no, we do. We have a whole podcast about it, but we don't like to talk about or like give updates on like small things that are going on just because like that's not things that we talk about. And the whole idea of this podcast, the reason me and Kate decided to make like its own separate thing was because we found ourselves talking about like the big drama in news, which usually mm-hmm. happens all the time. Mm-hmm. But this week we kind of found it a little bit hard to find like big things to report on or things that have captured our interest.
Things that matter.
Yeah. That, and if there is something big and you guys are like, oh my God, and like there's, we're just completely out of it, please excuse us. We only really check a few sites, and if there's nothing on there, we just like move forward. And maybe that's on us, and maybe like we will do a little bit better with research. But as of right now, we haven't, and like that's just it is what it is. So This episode is just gonna be a little short. We just want to let y'all know that.
And I think anyone who, I mean, if you're listening, you probably know there's not much going on this week, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, some weeks we have like everything's happening at once, and we're just like, give us a minute to play catch up.
It's like six comebacks, four debuts, seven
Everyone's
scandals.
Taking a breath. Seven scandals. Honestly, the beginning of March, it was like, ooh, slow down.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. With that being said, Let's just discuss what we got to discuss.
And I feel like everyone's pretty aware of this one, right? The cotton thing. Yeah. And if you're confused like us, don't worry. We did the research for you 2 minutes before doing this episode.
We know all of the facts. We know exactly what's going on, and we are not confused anymore.
No, we know who Xinjiang Cotton is, okay? And we are here to tell you about them.
And I didn't butcher their name seven times while reading an article. Nope.
We literally looked up how to pronounce it.
Yeah, we did. But lately, a lot of Chinese celebrities and or idols and K-pop groups have been getting a lot of backlash. One in particular that comes to mind, which is Jackson Wang. And I only say that because everyone knows Jackson Wang. If you're into K-pop, you know Jackson Wang.
Lay from EXO. He's one of them.
Oh, of course. How could I forget Lay? Oh, my gosh. I'm so stupid. They are receiving a lot of backlash because of their support for their country in this ongoing shit that's going on right now with like the cotton industry, cotton clothing, shit like that. Just get it. I know that there's a lot of people, and when I say that, I know, I mean like I've seen a lot of TikToks, and a lot of K-pop fans are like, oh, I used to stan Jackson Wang, or I used to love EXO, like Lay. Like they're very like basically tossing them in the trash at this point. So that's what kind of caught my interest a little bit, to be like, what the fuck, Jackson Wang? He's like not very problematic at all.
Yeah, like how could you hate on him?
Yeah. But then after me and Katie discussed this is what's going on.
And if any of you guys are confused like me and thinking Jackson was getting pooped on because he was for the ban of this cotton. That's not the case. Okay. I may be the only one, because that's definitely what I thought. And that's why I was confused. I didn't understand. Because like, that's a good thing, right? Like,
so 87% of all of the material produced in China is made out of this cotton that is obtained in Xinjiang, China, which means 1 in 5 cotton garments sold globally contains like cotton from this region, right?
Like, that's a lot, people.
That is a lot. That is,
it's all in your closet.
Yeah, you have it all up in your shit. So in January, when the U.S. was still under the Trump administration, they announced an import ban on all of the cotton and tomato products. We were not talking about that. From this region due to allegations of forced labor and other like human right violations. And then when the Biden administration took over, they didn't do anything to reverse the ban. So it still like stands. Like, they didn't like come into office and be like, we're getting rid of that ban. Like, they're just like, okay, it is what it is, you know?
Yeah.
And so the Chinese government campaigns against brands like H&M, like Nike, like Adidas.
Like big ones.
Yeah, like big Western company brands. Mm-hmm. Because basically they stopped, because of the ban, they stopped importing the cotton from the region in China, which is starting to fuck up China's economy.
Right.
Like H&M brought in like $1.4 billion in sales. Which is
like incredible.
Yeah. So like, if H&M says, oh, sorry, we're not buying, you know, clothes that contain this cotton anymore, that's going to really mess up, you know, ship to China. And so basically they're like, okay, well, you banned us, we ban you, which is classic, like petty back and forth country shit.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what happened. We banned them, or we, as in like Western countries, banned that cotton. And then China just put a ban on some other shit that I didn't really do research in.
So because these companies started going like, nope, we don't want your cotton, certain celebrities, aka like Jackson Wang and Lay, started going, okay, well, then I don't want to work with your company.
Exactly.
Like his famous Adidas sponsorship.
Exactly. And it makes sense. So I understand like people could be upset because you're like, but there's allegedly this human violation stuff going on. So like, why would you want to work with them? But if you look at it from the celebrity's point of view, and like, that is their country. And I think people tend to forget, if something were to happen and it was flipped and there was something with the, like, U.S., I feel like, are some of the most proud people of their country. You really can't tell any U.S. citizen anything, because even if they don't, even if they claim to not like the country, they're going to fuck and be like, let me tell you about the United States of America. You know,
we already kind of do that.
Yeah, exactly. And so people, I think people tend to forget that these are Chinese artists who, like, China is their country. That is their home. Mm-hmm. And if they're seeing something that is negatively affecting their country, then they're not going to want to be on the side of the people hurting their country. And
yeah, they still have national pride.
Yeah. And I think that's what was the case for a lot of the Chinese celebrities, is they're seeing it from a standpoint of, you're putting a ban on us for an alleged situation. And that's really messing up things for us. So I'm not like, I don't want my name attached to you, because then let's say he stayed with Adidas, or Lay stayed with their brands, or all of them stayed with their brands. And then now you have the Chinese citizen saying, dude, do you not even care about your own country? Like, they're doing this to us. And now either way, he's going to lose. So might as well lose for your own team than have like your whole country like upset with you. And I don't think he's big enough globally to kind of distance himself from China.
Yeah. Well, and even it's also just like, separate yourself from the situation. You know, it's like, just get out of it regardless, and then like move on a different direction. And that way you're not involved. So if it gets worse or better, like, you're not a part of it anymore.
Yeah.
You're safe.
It just sucks that you're in like the limelight. You're in, you know, regardless of what decision he would have chose or what side he would have chose, he was going to get shit on for it regardless. He's a bigger Chinese idol artist celebrity.
Yeah. And this really can go into a whole nother discussion of cancel culture. And we're actually going to talk about that on our other podcast. So
yeah,
which there's that link.
Go check that out. Well, we tried cancel culture.
Because that's basically what this is turning into.
It is.
So somebody standing to their morals and values in their home and protecting their friends and their family. And then because they're celebrity, they're seen as a god and they're going to get canceled right away because people aren't happy about it.
There's a lot of shit. I actually think you guys should go and read this. I mean, and okay.
It's interesting.
Disclaimer. We could be completely wrong and miss the mark completely. And like, this is actually like a bunch of bullshit lies. And like, I mean, maybe you shouldn't get your actual factual news from two American young adults. But
yeah, be here for fun.
Yeah. But you should read about it. It's actually really interesting. I know politics can be kind of like, meh. But when it starts merging into pop culture,
it's a little interesting.
It's a little interesting.
It does. So if we left anything out or if there's anything that you feel like we should know, like more details to the story, like definitely send us a DM and let us know.
Yeah. Yeah. And we're not trying to like take one side or the other. We're just literally, this is just what we've heard about. And since we are big GOT7 fans, we are fans of Jackson. So when I saw and like when we heard people just like canceling him and just like, oh, he's garbage. It was like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Did he do something bad? Because honestly, after the whole prostitution Burning Sun incident, like where that's when I was like, anytime I see someone being canceled, I'm like, oh, my God, they got caught doing stupid
shit.
It stresses me out sometimes. So I'm like, please tell me it was like he kicked a dog on accident or something and not like he freaking
like a hit and run.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Well, speaking of GOT7.
Okay.
So we know how yesterday there was like this whole thing about how JB was going to be joining Jay Park's Higher Music.
Yes.
Company, right?
Don't break my heart.
I'm about to break your heart because no! A representative of Higher Music Records said that the rumor is inaccurate. It says the company doesn't have any official statement regarding JB joining Higher Music. It says his choice of agency still remains elusive, and it wouldn't be surprising if the artist chose to start an agency of his own. So it's like, I don't know where this rumor came from. Maybe somebody was just like, if we put it out there, it'll happen, which I'm all for that.
But speaking it into existence.
I mean, it was wonderful news, but maybe it was just too good to be true, but it's not.
And see, I 100% want to believe that
point
every
of time.
Fiber of my being, but it makes sense a little bit because I don't know why he would join Higher Music versus AOMG, because AOMG is Korea based and Higher Music is the is Jay Park's global brand that he has with Cha Cha Malone.
That's true.
So I should have thought about it more. Like, why would JB, who isn't fluent in English, join a global, like the global company instead of like the more Korea focused rap label?
So, I mean, yay for a day. I was looking forward to possible Just Two and some D'Angelo inspired tracks. I think we'll still get them, but we're just going to have to wait a little bit longer.
That is so weird that he's taking his sweet ass time. Like,
yeah, it's a little annoying, but it's okay. He's busy. He's focusing on GOT7 stuff right now.
Yeah, but can he like focus on like JB stuff right now? So that
he's doing a lot of like magazine photo shoots, which I mean, I'm not mad at.
But can he do like a magazine photo shoot with like his label in the back?
Right. Well, JB's one of those that he knows what the fans want and he will play with us.
Yeah.
You know, like we want him to act cute and he like refused to be cute or like do certain things. Like he knows what we want and he's like just refuses to do it just to be a brat about it. So it doesn't surprise me. He's just like, I'm not going to tell you my plans.
Stand a poop group.
Mm-hmm. Hate them all. Chin from EXO enlisting, so people are sad about that, I guess, online.
Didn't he already go?
I think it's like just happened or about to happen. I don't know.
Because so, if you looked up his
Chen Yeol.
I was like, I saw his military pictures and he looked ugly.
Yeah, he did.
So I was like, ooh.
Wait for Chen Yeol, those big ass ears sticking out. Like, just wait.
It's kind of sad that like EXO kind of, I don't want to say they fell off, but I think because of the timing of everything, it's like they're leaving too big.
Kind of like deflated.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And like, is Lay ever going to come back? Like, what's going on? Like, maybe we should look into that.
Like, he like happening? Comes back for like a song every once in a while.
Or he'll like be like in the music video randomly to like cut to a screen of him. And
like, okay. Is that Lay? The next music video will be Chen holding his baby.
Yeah.
Because he's married and has a child. Let's not forget.
Honestly, though, it makes me kind of happy of how quickly that kind of like cycled through and then was
done. People like got over it.
And I wonder if other idols saw that and they're like, there's a possibility.
I definitely think we're seeing more of a switch where it's like accepted more.
Yeah. Because I mean, yeah, it was on the like everyone was like, oh my God, oh my God. And there was a few people that were like, get him out of the green.
Like the three people that showed up for the protest. Yeah.
Yeah. But then I think deep down, everyone's on the same page with like, yeah, that happens. And the only thing that happens is that he's not going to be with you. But like, he wasn't going to be with you from the very beginning. So
the only thing that makes me sad about it is like, did he really want to marry her? Or did he feel like he had to marry her because people found out he had a baby and that was like the right thing to do?
Like
you know what I mean? Like, so it's like asshole. Now is he stuck in this marriage with this girl he hates with a baby? He probably doesn't hate her, but like, what if he just like wasn't
even like out? He hates the baby. I was like, damn.
He's a fucking baby. He's like, hate that baby.
Fucking baby out of here.
Melly. I guess time will tell. The first K-pop divorce, we'll find.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, their marriages don't really last very long.
Hmm. So that'll be interesting. Well, I think that's all we have for this week, though, guys. We don't really have much.
Yeah, we told you it was going to be a short episode.
Yeah. I mean, we got some new videos coming out. We got some comebacks. The drop where Rosie, not Rosie, wow. Think of her Instagram handle, Rosé from Blackpink. She has a new video about to come out. And IU just dropped a new album. So go fill your time, the extra time with some of that.
Mm-hmm. Baekhyun's.
Oh, yeah. Bambi.
I know. He's so fine sometimes. I just reminds me of that annoying guy that like, but like annoyingly funny, like not annoying bad, but like annoying where you're just like, oh, like. But you like being around him, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like the right amount of annoying.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it's like, you're cute. I like your face. It's
like if you're annoying enough, eventually you'll get a funny one.
Yeah. Anywho, yeah, go check out his music video. It's very interesting.
Yeah. And make sure if you haven't already to find us on Instagram, @thestandsnextdoor. Follow us on there. You'll also find our disrespects of the week, our comebacks of the week. We post playlists. Hello, we're also on Spotify. We have K-pop playlists for you guys. Let us know if you want us to create specific K-pop playlists because we'll definitely do that as well. And of course, this is probably where you're listening to the podcast. We are on Spotify, so make sure to follow us or follow us on Apple Podcasts. Leave us good reviews because you love us. And you can also find us on the website under our media studio, which is daydreammediastudio.squarespace.com. And there you'll find our whole page of all that fun stuff, a little extra K-pop stuff for you guys. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Bye.